Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Paignton Baptist Church on this beautiful morning. It's lovely outside. Today we have a wonderful opportunity to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, and we have our all-age nativity. You never know quite what's going to happen in an all-age nativity. But it's really wonderful. It's adults and children getting involved today. And we welcome everybody who is here in the congregation. We welcome people online, including our lovely Pastor Steve and Leslie and his family. And we welcome all those who listen to the recording later in the week. So we are alive as a church, and therefore we have some notices. Yay. We have today's service this morning, and then there'll be warm mince pies and coffee afterwards. So please stay with us and join us for that. We will also be streaming our carol service this evening that starts at 6:30. And there will be mince pies and coffee with that. And we will also be live streaming our morning service on Christmas Day, which starts at 10:30. Visitors are very, very welcome to join us in any of those services. So please encourage your friends and family to come along. Let's just take a moment to just remember why we are here. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." And that is our Christmas theme. Light of the world, Jesus, light of the world. So let's just enter into sung worship. We're going to start with two worship songs, Faithful One and then Light of the World. If you'd like to stand and you're comfortable, please do so.
world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see. Beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope of the life spent with you. So here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. King of all days, oh so highly exalted, glorious in heaven above. Humbly you came to the earth you created, all for love's sake became poor. So here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say, yet you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. And I'll never know how much it cost to see my sin upon that cross. And I'll never know how much it cost to see my sin upon that cross. So here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me.
Thank you, Lord, that you are the light of the world. Thank you that you came to earth for each one of us. And thank you that we are free to remember your story today, the story of your birth and your plan for each one of us. So we have an opportunity to take up an offering. The offering is for those in our church family, but obviously visitors are welcome to contribute, but there's no expectation that that would happen. The offering will be used to help us to spread the word and bring more people to know about Jesus. So shall we just take a few moments to take up the offering, please? you. Father God, we ask you to bless this gift and for all the gifts that have come to us through bank transfer as well. Multiply the power of this gift so that many, many people can come to know you and live in your freedom, your love. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We're very blessed because today is the fourth Sunday in Advent, and David is going to come forward and light our candle.
Well, I'm not going to light the candle. I've got two shepherds to come down in a minute to light the candle, as you do. It's not a well-known thing that shepherds light candles, but it's true. So, from the beginning of time, the beginning of history, God calls his people to be those waiting for the coming of his promised son. And these candles behind me here are pictures of the lights that God has sent through history to prepare for his son, the light of the world, which is the central candle. Now then, can anybody remember way back, what does the first candle remind us of?
The patriarchs.
The patriarchs, that's very good. 4,000 years ago or so, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and David were the patriarchs who brought light into our world. What does a second candle remind us of? The prophets, very good. People like Isaiah and Daniel and Jeremiah, who spoke God's word. And the third candle?
John
the Baptist. That's only about 2,000 years ago, who came telling people to turn away from the things they knew were wrong and to receive Messiah. Now then, here's the hard question, because we haven't had this for about a year, I don't think. Anybody remember, what does the fourth candle remind us of?
Mary.
Very good. Well done, somebody. Mary. The Bible tells us, the angel went to Mary and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Now, Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High." So if Eric and Andrew would like to come to the front as my chief candle lighters. We've got four candles to light today. You might remember a joke there somewhere, but I won't go into that. Okay, four candles. So if you could be good, if you could hold the taper for me. There we go. See what we can do. If you hold that end there, well done. And then in a minute you can light them going around the outside. And I'll see if I can light the taper. Brilliant. Oh, well done. You see, shepherds can light candles. Well done. Excellent. Well done, Eric. And thank you, Andrew, for there. Let's pray together. Shall we? Let's pray. Holy Lord, thank you for all the lights you send into our dark world. In particular, this morning, we thank you for the Virgin Mary, who had the huge privilege of giving birth to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Could you give it to Angela? Thank you. She's down there. We need to find a safe place for Joseph. Not too close to the candles. So, we come to our nativity. And thank you for every single person who's going to take part today. And we're going to use the words and the information that I've been using for the last 6 weeks for year two children in their RE lessons across the bay in primary schools in my work for Ice Tor Bay, including the slides that we've been using for that story. So it's the International Children's Bible wording. There'll be an opportunity to hear the NIV wording tonight at the carol service. And also we'll be using the pictures. So it gives you a flavour of what is happening in primary schools to help little children learn about Jesus. So we need to start with a Mary and a Joseph. Have we got a Mary and a Joseph? Come on. So Mary is going to be over here. I think Herod's got to move the stick a bit because Joseph is going to be over here in his workshop with his big hammer. Watch the cables. Could you turn to face the congregation? Thank you. That's something. And in a minute, we're going to need our angels. So would our angels like to get ready? Well done. We've got beautiful angels today. We start with the angel Gabriel visits Mary. Can we carry on with the slides, please? Thank you. So this is Mary. You'll see her on the screen. And the next slide. This is Joseph in his workshop. Mary was just getting on with her jobs. And suddenly an angel appeared. And the angel came to her and said,
"Greetings. The Lord has blessed you and is with you."
But Mary was confused by what the angel said. Mary wondered, what does this mean? The angel said to her,
"Don't be afraid, Mary, because God is pleased with you. Listen, you will become pregnant. You will give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great, and people will call him the Son of the Most High."
Mary was engaged to marry Joseph. Mary told Joseph she was pregnant. Mary, would you like to tell Joseph? I love it. Mary told Joseph she was pregnant by the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, Joseph was a good man. He did not want to disgrace Mary in public, but he was concerned. So he planned to leave her secretly. But God had a plan. An angel of the Lord came to Joseph in a dream. The angel said,
"Joseph, descendant of David, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife. She will give birth to a son. You will call him Jesus. Give him that name because he will save his people from their sins."
All this happened to make clear the full meaning of what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be pregnant. She will have a son, and they will name him Emmanuel. This name means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the Lord's angel had told him to do. Thank you, angels. Joseph was betrothed to Mary. He married her, but they did not have intimate relations with her until she gave birth to the son. And Joseph named the son Jesus. At that time, Caesar Augustus sent an order to all the people that they must list their names on a register. Everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph, who was in Nazareth, needed to travel to Bethlehem. because he came from Bethlehem in Judea, and this town was known as the town of David. Joseph went there because he was from the family of David, and he needed to register with Mary because she was engaged to marry him. Mary was now pregnant. Now, unfortunately, there weren't any cars, and there weren't any buses, and there weren't any trains, so they needed to walk. But Mary had a bit of help because she had a donkey. Come on, donkey. Well done. So, we're going to help them to journey to Bethlehem by singing Little Donkey while they travel. So if you would like to stand up, you're very welcome, but you're welcome to stay sitting, whatever works for you. And we'll sing Little Donkey to help that little donkey take Mary and Joseph to Bethlehem.
Little donkey, little donkey, on the dusty road, gotta keep on plodding onward with your precious load. Been a long time, little donkey, through the winter's night. Don't give up now, little donkey, Bethlehem's in sight. Ring up those bells tonight, Bethlehem, Bethlehem. Follow that star tonight, Bethlehem. Little donkey had a heavy day. Little donkey, carry Mary safely on her way. Little donkey, little donkey, journey's end is near. There's a guide.
It was a long, uncomfortable, dusty journey for both of them. And particularly tricky because the donkey was really sprightly and went very fast. So poor Joseph had to almost run to catch up. So we've now got to Bethlehem. While Mary and Joseph were in Bethlehem, the time came for her to have the baby. But there were no rooms left in the inn. Mary and Joseph, donkey can go and sit down for a minute. Mary and Joseph are looking for somewhere to live and stay and have that baby. And there's no room. Every time they went to the innkeepers and knocked on the door, the innkeeper held up a big sign that said, "No vacancies, no room." But somebody had a bright idea, and they decided that what they could use was a stable. So they came and had shelter in a stable. So Joseph, if you go on that side, Mary, you go on that side, and little donkey can come to the stable as well. So if you sit down there, good girl, well done. Innkeeper, thank you so much for helping us. Would you like to go back to your seat? While Mary and Joseph were in the stable, Mary gave birth to her first son. So she wrapped him and wrapped the baby in cloths and laid him in a box where the animals fed, a manger. And they named him Jesus. The children have really enjoyed the idea that Jesus was sleeping in a feeding box, and they wanted to know if all the food was taken out first. So we can't have a nativity service without Away in the Manger, can we? So let's sing Away in the Manger to welcome Jesus into the world. What happened next? What's the next part of the story? What do we need? What do we need? We need some shepherds. Have we got any shepherds? Right, shepherds, would you like to come down to the front and stand somewhere in the middle here, please? Connie, can you hold your donkey up? If you stop there, right? Turn around to show your beautiful faces to everybody. Okay. The angel appears to the shepherds. That night, some shepherds were in a field nearby watching their sheep. An angel of the Lord stood before them. And suddenly they became very frightened.
Don't be afraid, because I bring you good news. It will be joy to all people. Today, your Saviour is born in David's town. He is Christ the Lord. This is how you will know him. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a feeding box.
Then a very large group of angels from heaven joined the first angel. We've got little angels, but we need a whole crowd of angels. All the angels were praising God, and they were saying,
"Glory to God in heaven, and on earth let there be peace, for to the people who please God."
So we can all stand up and be beautiful angels and sing Angels from the Realm of Glory.
Angels from the realms of glory, wing your flight through all the earth, heralds of creation's story, now proclaim Messiah's birth. Come and worship Christ the newborn.
Angels left the shepherds and went back to heaven. The shepherds looked at each other and said,
"Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has appeared. We will see this thing the Lord has told us about."
So the shepherds quickly found Mary and Joseph. Right, where's Mary and Joseph? The shepherds quickly found Mary and Joseph. The shepherds saw the baby lying in the feeding box. Then they told about what the angels had said about this child. Everyone was amazed when they heard what the shepherds had said to them. And Mary hid these things in her heart and continued to think about them. Then the shepherds went back to their sheep, praising God and thanking them for everything that they had seen and heard. It was just as the angels had told them. When the baby was 8 days old, he was circumcised and he was named Jesus. This name has been given by the angel before the baby began to grow inside Mary. So who knows about wise men? Who knows about wise men? The wise men who came to bring the gifts to Jesus. This would have been quite some time after Jesus' birth, and probably they weren't in the stable. Perhaps Jesus was about 12 or 18 months old by now. I think we might have some wise men on their way. Jesus was born in the town of Bethlehem in Judea during the time when Herod was king. Can we have a Herod, please? We've got a Herod, if you stay there. After Jesus was born, some wise men from the east came to Jerusalem. They asked,
"Your Majesty, where is the baby who was born to be the King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east. We came to worship him."
When King Herod heard about this new king of the Jews, he was troubled. And all the people in Jerusalem were worried too. Herod called a meeting of all the leading priests and teachers of the law. He asked them where the Christ would be born, and they answered, "In the town of Bethlehem in Judea. The prophet wrote about this in the scriptures. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, you are important among the rulers of Judah. A ruler will come from you. He will be like a shepherd for my people, the Israelites." That's Micah. Then Herod held a secret meeting with the wise men from the east. He learned from them the exact time they first saw the star. Then Herod sent the wise men to Bethlehem. He said to them, "Go and look carefully to find the child, and when you find him, come to tell me. Then I can worship him too." The wise men heard the king and left. They saw the same star they had seen in the east. It went before them until it stopped above the place where the child was. Mary and Joseph and the child together. When the wise men saw the star, they were filled with joy. They went to the house where the child was and saw him with his mother Mary. They bowed down to worship him and worship the child. They opened the gifts they brought for him. Can we have the slide with the gifts, please? That's lovely. And the next one. Thank you. They gave him treasures of gold and frankincense and myrrh. Gold, a gift for a king. It recognized Jesus was a great king. Jesus, the Christ child, was God in the flesh. frankincense, a special fragrance used by a priest. It was burned during worship. And myrrh, the most unusual present for a baby, a sweet-smelling perfume that was rubbed into the skin of when someone died. It indicated that Jesus' death was important. Jesus died on the cross so that all could be forgiven. I wonder what you would give Jesus if you had had the chance to visit him when he was a child. We'll sing the In the Bleak Midwinter together. But God warned the wise men in a dream not to go back to Herod. So they went home to their own country by a different route, a different way. After they left, an angel of the Lord came to Joseph in a dream. The angel said, "Get up. Take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Herod will start looking for the child to kill him. Stay in Egypt until I tell you to return. So Joseph got up and left for Egypt, taking the donkey with them. They left during the night with the child and his mother and all the gifts. Joseph stayed in Egypt until Herod died. The angels told the shepherds that Jesus' birth was good news. Why was this good news? John 3:16 is probably one of the most well-known verses in the whole of the Bible. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. God gave his Son so that whoever believes in him may not be lost, but have eternal life. Can we carry on with the slide a bit, please? But who was this good news for? It was for everybody. But why? Well, Sheila is going to share with us some ideas about this. Thank you, Sheila. Can I pray for you? Well done, donkey. Lord, please be with Sheila at this time. Holy Spirit, put words into her mouth. Bless her as she brings her message to us today. And open our ears and our eyes and our hearts and our minds to hear her message. And I ask this in your precious name, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Well, the first thing I want to say is that it's not just a story. I used to like stories as a little child, and I'm sure lots of you did too. And we loved the Christmas story. But it's not just a story. It's for you and me. Good news for everyone. Has anyone ever made you a promise to you and then not kept it? You're allowed to put your hand up if you want to. You don't have to. But yeah, do you know, it happens, doesn't it? We have to be real. Sometimes people make promises with the best of intentions, but they don't always keep them for various reasons. And I think when you're a child, you long, you say, Mummy, I would like. For some children, they say, I want. But my mother used to say to me, want doesn't get. But you know, people make promises, but sometimes they can't keep them. But when God makes a promise, he always, always keeps it. So we've learned very beautifully today, and I was really, it was lovely to watch it, wasn't it? With every character coming in and the whole story. And I'm not going to tell you the story again. But when God makes a promise, he always keeps it. God's most special promise was about to be fulfilled, and that's what we're looking at today. The time had come for God to fulfill his promise. God always keeps his promises, and he will fulfill them. You may say, well, I asked God for something years ago, and it still hasn't happened. Keep praying. If it's right in God, it will happen. But the time had come. But why did Jesus have to come? Our holy God was saddened by the sin in the world. It had ruined his perfect creation. Immediately after that first sin, God made a promise that he was now going to keep. And that's in Genesis 3:15, if you'd like to look it up. While Mary and Joseph were engaged, an angel told Mary that God would do a miracle in using Mary to bring his son into the world without a man as his father. It was a miracle. It was a miracle. Do you realize that? No other child had ever been born or would ever be born like this. Our loving God was sending his own perfect son into the world miraculously. He would be God in human body. Well, have you ever thought of that? You might have done. It's awesome when you think about it. Because he would be both perfect God and perfect man, he alone could pay the price for all the sin of the world. In his love, God longed for all people to be made right with him. And that still applies today. That is why when the time was right, God kept his promise to send his perfect son to be born as a man. And as we know the story, an angel later appeared to Joseph in a dream, telling him that the child Mary carried, would be called Jesus. For he would save his people from their sins. That's why Jesus came. He came to save you from your sins. And many years ago, I was talking to somebody and she said, well, I'm not a sinner. I'm not like that guy down the road. And I'm not like that murderer up the street. The word of God said, for all have sinned and come short of God's glory. In other words, our sin separates us from God. Sin spreads, sin spoils, sin separates you and I from God. And God didn't want that. And the only way that he could get us to get to love him and know him was to send his son to die for us. Because God is holy, so good and right that he must punish sin. But God loved us so much that he promised to send his own son to take the punishment for us. And now God was fulfilling that promise. And is still continuing to fill that promise to those who come to him. Joseph obeyed the angel and took Mary and his wife. And as God has said in Isaiah 7:4, the Son of God was miraculously conceived by the Holy Spirit. God the Son is eternal. He existed from eternity past with the Father. God had got it all planned. Do you like making plans? I'm sure you've made plans for Christmas. And you think, have I remembered to invite those I ought to invite? I'm sure you've made plans, and it's wonderful to have family around you at Christmas time. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem, wise men came to worship him. Mary and Joseph were now living in a house, as we heard. After seeing the star in the heavens, the wise men came from Persia to worship the newborn king of the Jews. Fantastic journey they made. Hearing the wise men had come to worship the king of the Jews, King Herod called the chief priests and scribes to find out where the baby was to be born. He knew, or he thought, this was a threat to his authority. Do you ever feel that somebody's making a threat to your authority? How do you deal with it? Oh, I'm not having that person tell me what to do. Human nature, guys. It's within us. That's why Jesus came, to help us to conquer it. You know, we don't like being told what to do, do we? No, it's not very pleasant. Not very pleasant. God warned the wise men in a dream not to go back to Herod. They returned to their own country by a different route. Meanwhile, God provided for his son protection in a dream. An angel told Joseph to take Mary and Jesus to Egypt. What a journey. Once again, Joseph obeyed immediately. Now, when we want to make a journey, years ago, we didn't have iPhones and all that sort of stuff. So my dad used to get a road map out and say, well, we're going this way, Sheila, going through that town, Used to write it all down and put it on the dashboard in the car. We need to know where we're going. Do you? Do you know where you're going? We're born and we die. Do you know where you're going when you die? That's a hard question on a Christmas festive time, but do you? Do you? Jesus came to save you from sin, that when you die physically, you will go to be with the Lord. But before you die, if you give your life to Jesus, oh, life is so much better. It's so much better, guys and girls and whatever. I don't mind what I call you, but you're all lovely. But, you know, it's special. Jesus came for a purpose. It wasn't just a story. He came to save you. Now, you might have given your life to the Lord Jesus Christ when you were very young, and you've moved away from his presence because life has poured in upon you. And God wants to say to you this morning, that's okay, but come back. Come back. Because I love you, God says. He loves you so much. He sent his only son to die for you. So come back to him. But Joseph obeyed immediately. And when the wise men did not return, angry Herod ordered all the baby boys in Bethlehem under 2 years of age to be killed. That was Satan. That was Satan. That's hard to accept. I find that very emotional to think that that would happen. But that was the evil one. Satan tried to prevent God from keeping his promise. But in faithfulness to his word, God would not allow anything to happen to his son who had come to be the savior of the world. In God's plan and in God's time. God's timing is vital. God's plan was for Jesus to be nailed to a cross, giving his blood for our sins. That's what Christmas is all about. It is about a baby, but it's the reason why the baby came. The baby came to die for my sin and your sin. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. It's a gift. And when you're given a gift, you have to receive it. Have you received that gift of new life in Jesus Christ? Have you come to the foot of the cross and asked Jesus to come into your life? Be your Savior, your friend, your Lord. Oh, there's so many things. I recommend that you ask Jesus into your life. You couldn't do a better thing this Christmas time. You really couldn't. It's an invitation. God's plan was for Jesus to be nailed to a cross, giving his blood for our sins. And I remember a little child saying to me years ago, what sins, Auntie Sheila? All the bad stuff. We think, say, and do. And the wages of sin is death. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Yeah. He didn't deserve to die because he was without sin. Yet God's perfect Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, willingly took the punishment for your sin and mine. That's why he came. He didn't just come to be a lovely baby in a manger, which is a lovely picture, and we've seen it performed this morning, and it's beautiful, it's lovely, but that's not why he came. You can have everlasting life when you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, receiving him as your Savior. Jesus was the promised one whom God sent into the world. God sent him into the world. He would not allow his promise to fail. As you can see on the slide, this is an invitation for you. Do you actually see what God's greatest promise means for you? Everlasting life. It means that your sin can be forgiven. You can be saved from your sins by believing in God, the promised one, the Lord Jesus Christ. And as has been said already, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. If you have not given your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, you will be forever separated from him here on earth, and when you die, you won't go to heaven, you'll go to hell. I'm not saying that to frighten anybody, but it's true. It's true. But God sent Jesus so you didn't have to go to hell. God sent Jesus to save you. And this is the invitation. And do you see what God's greatest promise means for you? It means it for you. You can be saved from your sins by believing in God's promised one, the Lord Jesus Christ. So how do you do that? When people used to say to me how to do things and say things, I said, yeah, but how do I do it? I wanted a complete rundown of how I do it. It's quite easy. It's A, B, C. Admit. Admit you are a sinner. Oh, don't say that to me, Sheila. I'm better than that person down the road. I've never murdered anybody. I've never killed anybody. I've never had a bad thought. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So we have to admit that we're sinners. Believe Jesus died for your sin. Believe that Jesus actually came. It's not just a story. He came. He was born in Bethlehem. He grew up to be a man, and he did many wonderful and marvelous things and miracles. It was real. It's not a nice, gooey story. It's real. And Jesus was the promised one. You can be saved from your sins by believing in God's promised one, the Lord Jesus Christ. Admit, believe Jesus died for you, and come. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Sin, when sin comes into your life, that's thinking things evil, thinking things wrong, evil stuff. We all know when we do it. My mother always knew if I told a lie. And I could never understand how she always knew if I told a lie. Because she knew me and she loved me and she knew when I did something wrong. But if I went up and said sorry, there were always those arms of love around me. And that was human love from my mother. But that love is God's love for you. He knows you can't live the life that he's called you to live unless you ask the Lord Jesus Christ into your life and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Then you can live the life he's called you to live. And if you think you've let the Lord down, it's okay. Come and say sorry and come back. His arms are always open. They're not shut to you. You know, sometimes you have friends and you fall out and they won't speak to me anymore. That's part of life sometimes. And it's hard, isn't it? But God is saying, come unto me, all ye who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Rest inside. Outside there may be so much confusion and so much going on in your life. Jesus wants to step right into that with you and to help you through it. That's why he came as well. Cleanse you from sin, yes, but to be part of your life. Not just on a Sunday or Christmas time. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So you have a choice to make. And as that slide shows, Christians believe that Jesus came to bring us back to God if we believe in him. And that is your choice. You make that choice. And I recommend that you make the best choice, that you come to Jesus. Amen.
We have an opportunity now to just spend a quiet moment thinking and reflecting on that message and the nature of the gift that is Jesus Christ. And while we do, we will also think about his life, his death, his resurrection, and what it means for you. So it's a video song, very well known to many of you. Mary, did you know? A small opportunity now for us to pray for anything that has been put onto your heart in response to today's service. It's open to all to contribute. Life-giving God, we thank you for calling Mary to be the mother of Jesus. In a world where men were in control, you chose a young girl to nurture the Savior of the world. In a world where power is sought, you turned our values upside down by inviting Mary to share in the great work of redemption. Help us to say yes when you call. Enlarge our vision. Strengthen our resolve. And increase our sense of your all-sufficient grace, that we might be used mightily for your glory and for the serving of your world through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. About the miracle of Jesus' birth, the miracle of his conception. Help us remember that there are still miracles today. And Lord, we are still praying for a miracle healing for our pastor Stephen. We know that you are there, and we stand or kneel waiting to see you act. Hold Stephen and his family, particularly Leslie, close Let them feel your presence every moment of the day. And bless them mightily. We can't tell you how to do it, Lord, but we know how we would like it. But it's your will. It's your will, Lord. And we just watch. We just watch and wait with anticipation. And only you can do it, Jesus. So we ask this in your precious name. Amen. Amen. And now, Lord Jesus, light of the world, may we be ready for your coming with lamps lit, ears ready to hear your call, and our hearts aflame with love for you. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father and Son and Holy Spirit, be amongst us. And remain with us always. Amen. Amen. Would you just like to stand and look at each other, and we'll finish with the grace before we leave to go for coffee. Thank you, everybody, for taking part today. Well done, everybody. Thank you. Just turn around and look at who's around you. Look at who God placed in your space today. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you evermore. Amen. Amen.